Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It is also our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening. We talk to you guys at home to find out what you love, hate and rate about the podcast. We do a Would You Rather, and we also choose a top five of a certain topic that Ben is going to tell us later. But last week, Ben, you told everyone at home to go and watch Saturday Night Fever, but what are you telling us to watch this week?
Channel 4, Saturday the 26th of November, 6:05 to 8:25 p.m. Don't know whether you've seen this, 2016... Hidden Figures.
No, never heard of it.
It's the story of a team of female African-American mathematicians who served a vital role in NASA during the early years of the US space program. Very good.
No.
Worth a watch.
I might have seen it. Was it a cinema release?
Yeah. Big release. Did very well. She's been in quite a lot of stuff. Octavia Spencer. Kevin Costner's in it. Yeah. 2016. So I think it's factual. It follows the true story of these three women who all began their journey working at NASA as part of the West Computers, a segregated group of African-American women hired to process aeronautic data in the space race era. Worth a watch.
Interesting.
There we go. So Channel 4, Saturday the 26th of November, 6:05, 8:25 p.m. Easy watch. Hidden Figures.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into this week's top five, just the elephant in the room is obviously on Friday, we took to stage to do our first ever live show. But we don't know how it went because...
No, we don't even know if it happened.
Yeah.
Amazing reception. 25 minutes. Yeah, 25 minutes. Like Cannes when they stand up, or Venice, they stand up for 18
for far
minutes.
Too long. Far
and
too
all
long.
The people shouting encore, encore, and more. Oh,
we get off. Off.
Get off.
Get off.
So yeah, we don't know how that's gone, but let's hope it's gone well. Should we just say it went amazing?
And yeah. We're rave reviews, The Guardian.
It was lovely to meet you all and hear what you had to say about the podcast. there is a new part of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial where we're doing top fives on a topic that Ben gives us. Last week, Ben, you asked us for our top five male heartthrobs. But what do we need to find the top five of this week?
Changing it up. Top five movies for a first date. There we go.
Hannah Montana the movie.
God. Movies for a first date. Hannah Montana. Whoosh.
Okay. Everyone usually goes horror film, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or they used to be. That used to be the thing that it was the old arm around...
So you've gone on the old... Yeah,
50
you've gone
Shades
on the,
of Grey.
You've gone on the old, whatever it is, app. You met someone, you go, hey, let's go to the movies. What are you going to see? Hannah Montana for Coles, maybe Scream for Jack.
Yeah, it's usually like a horror... Usually you'd go horror film.
Or do you go romantic?
The Notebook, that comes out a lot. I've never seen it. Apparently it is very good.
I think I must have seen it.
It's such a chick flick.
Is it?
Yeah.
But isn't that the perfect first date?
Isn't that a good first date?
I don't know.
What is a good first date film? It's a good first date film if you watch it and you both love it and you can talk about it.
It has to be a film that everyone seems to like.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually I wouldn't go to the cinema for like a first date.
Yeah, but you are for this. It's the top five.
I know, I get it.
You've got to. Or first film you see with someone, first film you see with them, 2001. You wouldn't go there, would you? You wouldn't go 2001.
Wild Hogs.
You wouldn't go Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs. You wouldn't go Wild Hogs. Do you remember Wild Hogs? I'm batting face.
It was a crow. It was a crow.
What happened? We bought a zoo. We didn't even laugh.
That's I'm the same crow. As Jack on this. Because I have a thing, don't I, about going to the cinema with people. Because the cinema is something that, in my opinion, should be done and experienced alone. Also, people going on dates to the cinema. Well, you have a bit of food.
Yeah. You go to the film and then you have food after.
And then you don't talk for 2 hours.
Yeah, but you talk after in the food, Coulson, about what you've just seen. Breaks the ice. I love that. I haven't seen it for years. What would the film be?
You almost just go for whatever's on at the cinema, don't you? You pick anything, really, first date.
Yeah, but imagine you could go to an old cinema. Mm. You could go to like a Renoir.
Yeah.
Out of the movies we've done on the podcast, what would we be going to on a first date?
Christmas, Love Actually.
Love Actually, good shout.
The Holiday.
Have we done The Holiday?
We haven't
Not
done
on the
that.
Podcast.
No, I wouldn't do that. That would be the end of the relationship.
School of Rock.
Do you know what, actually? I don't think Coulson's picks would be that bad.
Oh, do you want to go on a date?
First date, yeah. See, I think if I was taking School of Rock, I'd go, yeah, fair play, not bad.
Rocky Horror would be good.
Rocky Horror, very good. Very good. Rocky Horror would be really good.
You just want something light and fun and enjoyable. You want the perfect cinema release.
So we've got Love Actually, Hannah Montana, Rocky Horror. We need two more.
Magic Mike.
Boy, yeah.
Ooh, Magic Mike.
Do you want to see someone else's guns later? Poor. Do you want to see my Magic Mike?
It sounded a bit menacing. I'm not so sure now. I'm not so sure I'm going on a date with you.
What about my massive cock? I bet that's a good one for a first date. Months of content you've given us, Jack, there.
Pretty Woman.
Very good. You see, something like Working Girl.
Yeah. No. Working Girl. If you go into the cinema on a first date, that's a no for me anyway. But if you have to, doesn't it need to be a film that has some sort of substance that you can talk about?
I don't know.
I think it's whatever is on at the cinema at the minute in time.
So you're basically saying it doesn't matter?
I don't think it does.
So basically, that's the top five. It doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? It's about the company. It
doesn't
about the
matter.
Company.
See what you want.
I'd rather watch a film that I enjoyed.
For me, it's a horror. I think it's a horror.
For me, it's Hannah Montana.
There we go.
And then what are you picking, Ben?
2001.
2001. What am I picking? I don't know. I think probably... I'm just having a look at what we've done. Crocodile Dundee.
Oh.
Point Break.
Point Break would be good.
Strictly Ballroom be great. Strictly Ballroom be absolutely fantastic to see.
Here's one for us then. Keeping it current, okay? So the films that are currently running at the cinema are Black Panther, Saturday Night, Watcher, Barbarian, Pray for the Devil, Black Adam, The Banishes of Inisherin, and Lili Crocodile. If you've got to go on a date to one of them, which are you picking?
Oh, isn't it The Banshees?
Yeah, that's the one I mean.
That one. That's the new Martin McDonagh one.
Yeah, that's Colin Farrell. Well, is that not just because you two want to go and watch that film?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So point proven. You go and watch what you want to watch.
No, I think it's a good film. I think it would be a good film.
Yeah, but a better one for a date, according to Jack, would be something like Pray for the Devil or Barbarian or Watcher.
Okay, I think the top five is whatever you
want
to watch.
Whatever you want to watch.
That's it, the top five forever.
Well, that might be his last top five ever.
That's the last time I fucking throw it out there like that, isn't it?
But it's, I suppose it's a non-entity sort of topic. Because, like, I think Coulson's sort of nailed it. It don't really matter.
Well, it's all about debate. I don't know which way these are going to go.
This is a way to open it up. People at home who listen to the podcast, get in touch if you have been on a first date to the cinema. And let us know what film you watched and if it made a difference to the date. That's what we want to know, innit?
I imagine awful. Because you're not talking to the date. You
I think it can work.
I'm with you, Jack.
I think it can work. You have a meal afterwards and you go, that bit when he jumped out made me scream. I think that's good. Let's get the audience involved. Help us out here.
Every week, Ben goes around the world in a method of transport to find out where in the world you guys listen to Sofa Cinema Club. Ben, where in the world are you going to this week and what is your method of transport?
Method of transport, the Goonies galleon.
What's that?
In the Goonies, that galleon. It's a ship.
No, it's not the Goonies ship, is it? It's One-Eyed Willie's ship.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's from the film.
Oh, right, okay.
One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship.
One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship. God, you got very picky about me picking how I'm getting round. It's not like it's wind-powered. One-Eyed Willie's ship. So, first place, here we go. 1.65 million people. Auckland.
This is my stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's a favourite of Coulson's.
I'll be there in 3 weeks.
7. 22.
Ooh, 84.
Wow. We're big over there now.
Massive. We're popular in New Zealand.
Massive. Too much. Too much. Please switch it off. here we go. 2.8 million people. First king was Romulus. Where am I talking about? Rome.
Was it?
Yeah. First king. He set it up. That's why it's called Rome. Romulus.
Ah, well done.
There we go.
Just Rome.
Just Rome. 2.8 million people. Rome.
Is that all that lives in Rome?
Yeah.
I can't believe 1.6 in Auckland, by the way.
Yeah, well, they're the figures. That's the wiki.
18.
I don't think it's very high either. I'm going to go 4.
1.
1.
1. The Pope. He'd be in Vatican. Would he be in the Vatican City? Is it under two different places?
Different place.
Maybe he was in an Uber and listened to us.
3.7 million people. South Africa. Durban.
Durban?
Don't think we've had it before.
No.
How many people, Ben?
3.7. It's the biggest watch. It's the biggest pop.
13.
No! Big guns.
Nah, it's like 2.
4.
I was going for, and your fucking reaction to 13 tricked
me. I know, but that's how I play it.
That's it. He's very good.
I've written 4 down.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
why
right.
Why do you need to write them down?
Just do.
Do you know what? It's been a while. I don't think we've ever had where you've both got it right.
No.
If it's not a 1.
No. Definitely not. But then we've never both picked the same number.
Maybe that's what we should start doing, just to kill the section off completely. Then it'd be like,
one. You're right, that's the end of the section. I'd have to come up with a
new
section.
I'll just pass every time. So we have just been to Auckland, Rome and Durban. But the big question, Ben, is, has anyone from those three cities been in touch to tell us what they love, hate and rate about the podcast?
No. Kerry on Twitter, she messaged us after our Breakfast Club episode. My favourite movie. Here's a pic of me and my daughter Gemma meeting Auntie Michael Hall.
Mm.
We weren't supposed to be meeting him. Her T-shirt was a coincidence.
What?
Her daughter, the guy from Breakfast Club, her daughter is wearing a Breakfast Club T-shirt that she just happened to be wearing that day.
No way.
Yeah. How
she mad. She is as well. Have you looked in it?
He won't have looked at the email, but there we go. What? Brilliant one, Kerry. Nice one.
Why? Surely they were meant to be meeting him. It's got a bloody backdrop, the photo.
We weren't supposed to be meeting. Maybe they were at a Comic Con and just happened to come across him.
Come on, Kerry. You need to tell us more.
Yeah, we need a bit of info here. Twitter's doing quite well. I thought it was over. David on Twitter. A question for this week's podcast. Which out of the three of you would last the longest in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Me.
Yeah, yeah. Coulson. 100%.
Marsha on Insta. Hey, guys. Nice start, Marsha. Well done. Marsha from Canada here again. Hi. I just heard the new episode this morning where you called me out for calling Jack David.
I was in the gym listening to that and I just enjoy it. It was like the best 3 minutes of Soap Cinema Club history.
I'm so sorry. Literally a senior moment. Don't know what the F I was thinking when I wrote that. Love you all. Mm. Still not said your name. Mm.
Are you happy with that apology, Jack? Are you going to accept
Creeping.
That?
Creeping. It was the sandwich in the middle.
The David.
Ben, David and Coulson.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben brilliant. Is great. Coulson and David are
alive. I'm Coulson Smith and as always I'm joined by David Platt. Ben Price.
Apple reviews. Keep on the Apple reviews. 5 stars. 5 red stars. That's what we want. It's Charlie R90. Hello, Charlie. Mondays and Thursdays, the only days I don't mind the drive to work. Been listening since series one and it only gets better. Just wish one of you would choose Django Unchained or Inglourious Basterds. Two of my favourite films. Would love to hear what they think. Keep up the great work, as I'm sure this podcast brightens up a lot of people's days. Kind of smiley emoji. Well, no, kind of the shy emoji. P.S. Ben is brilliant.
Two big films then, probably both gonna come on, but like Django, but Inglourious Basterds, I've tried to watch it like fucking 6 times and just can't get into it, so please don't pick that.
I prefer Inglourious.
Do you?
Yeah, that's the end of the reviews.
As always, thank you for leaving a review. And if you want to leave a review, it's really easy to do so. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review there. Give us 5 stars and tell us what you love, hate and rate about the podcast. Also, you can send us a message on our social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Sofa Cinema Club. Ben, before we leave this Monday morning, you always leave us with a burning question to start the week. And that burning question is in the form of would you rather. But before you give us this would you rather, my mum, big listener, thought we created would you rather.
Oh, did you?
She didn't know that it was a thing.
I'd be a millionaire.
I know, yeah.
There's a book been released, which is going to be a Christmas bestseller.
Do you know what? Your mum's right.
So there's a book of would you rathers, which I think she was suggesting I buy you for Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, God, we should have come up with that.
We should have done.
Oh, maybe we could do it now. Gap in the market.
Top 5. Right, here we go. As ever, every week, this could be shit. Mm. Would you rather know how you're going to die or know the exact time you're going to die? I'm going to ask you again before you jump in. Would you rather know how you're going to die or know the exact time you are going to die?
Time, not date.
Which, same thing.
Well, same thing. Time, date. How, you've got no clue when, but how, or time and date, but you've not got any clue how.
I think time and date. I wouldn't mind either way.
That's a tricky one. That is tricky.
I wouldn't want to know when. No way.
Do you not?
But hang on, Ben. If you know when, you can do things to avoid it.
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
You can't avoid it.
No, Jack.
You can't cheat death. Fucking hell.
But that's obviously what you're going to do with that information.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but you're going to try. No. You're going to try, aren't you?
No.
Ultimately, you're going to try.
No.
You might, but the would you rather, you will die on that date and that time. That's it. Even if you try and you go, I won't cross the road. Boof.
Yeah.
Something else will hit you.
That's exactly what you're
going to do. No. It's like, what's that film where they all cheat death and it goes really badly?
Final Destination.
They cheat death and it comes back on them. No, you will die that time. Do you want to know how you die or exactly the time and the date?
But how you die is an annoying one because what if you get something like you open the box and it says...
Driving.
Piano falls on your head. So that for the rest of your life, I mean, you don't know when it's going to happen.
But what if it says driving, and every time you're driving, you're thinking this could be my last, this could be my last one.
Yeah, yeah, but imagine time and date. You're just thinking, oh, what are you up to next week? Well,
exactly, exactly. When you get your call times on Friday, you can come back and say, oh, I can't do Friday. I'm dying on Wednesday.
Exactly. But at least I know the time and the date, so I'm going to try.
You can't cheat it.
No, you can't cheat it.
But you can't cheat. Jack's
cheat. I know. Okay, it's okay for you to say I can't. I'm going to attempt it.
Yeah, but imagine, Jack, it's in 8 years' time.
Right, well, then I've got 8 years to worry about it, haven't I?
Would you stop the podcast straight away? I ain't got time for this shite.
I'm going to put foundations in place to try and cheat that moment in time, right?
How would you know, Jack?
Because I know the time and date.
Yeah. So, on that time and date, whatever you do... So, what are you going to do? You're going to stay in your house, aren't you? You're not going to move.
Of course I am.
You're not going to get in a plane. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to move. Lightning strikes you.
Yeah, I know, but then at least I've attempted
it. Bitten by a spider.
I've attempted to cheat it, right? By not going anywhere and just...
Oh, I think it would drive me a bit mad.
But at least I know the time and date. What I'm saying is the alternative is if I know what I die of...
Yeah, but what if it's in your sleep and you go, yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah, you take it, but it's a risk.
It's a risk, but time and date's a definite.
I'm going time and date.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm going at how...
You're going how?
I'm not going time and date.
I'm going time and date. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool to know. And can I avoid it?
Well, me and Jack know that we're here next week. If you're here next week, if you made the same choice as me and Jack, we'll be back on Thursday where we're talking all things the worst person in the world. And then we're back on Monday for more extraterrestrial. If you want more of us, head on over to our social medias. Don't forget you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. We will see you back here on Thursday. Have a nice week.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.